Good morning, everybody. This is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to church. I'm Donna Schuller. This is Robert Schuller.
Yep.
This is part of the Robert Schuller Ministries. It's just one of our ministry projects, and that is coming to you on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time every Sunday morning. It's almost here. It's almost 2024.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and we've got a great
coming close.
Yep, we've got a great service for you today. We're actually going to swap roles. We do this once in a while. Robert's going to read the scripture, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a message about how you should expect a miracle in 2024. You know, people perish for lack of vision. And also, if you are failing to plan, you are planning to fail. So you need to be looking.
I've heard that my whole life.
Exactly. And it works. And it's important to remember that you have to articulate what you want, not what you don't want, but what you want for the new year ahead. So we're going to be talking about that today. And so Robert's my assistant.
So yeah, exactly.
We like to have fun.
So if you're in the Orange County area, 10:30 Sunday mornings, 10:30 Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning at the Civic Center in Newport Beach, Community Civic Center. It's at 100
Community Civic, Room.
Yeah, the Community yeah. Room. 100 yeah. Civic Center Drive, and we have beautiful music there, and it'll be a wonderful experience. We've got some freedom-loving people. You'll love them. And so come on by and join us for worship.
And that's in Newport Beach, California,
yeah.
100 Civic Center Drive. And we'd love to have you anytime, especially in 2024 when you are making a New Year's resolution, but not a resolution because that means something went wrong. A New Year's goal,
right.
A New Year's goal to attend church more. Maybe you go once a month now and you're like, okay, I'm going to go twice a month. Maybe you go once every other month and you're like, I'm going to go every month. Maybe it's once a quarter. I don't know what it is, but you can change that. Maybe that's your goal. So make it your goal and come this Sunday at 10:30 a.m. to Newport Beach, California, to the Civic Center, 100 Civic Center Drive, and we meet in the community room, and it's a beautiful spot, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the Christ Cathedral, that church that my dad and I built many years ago, and it's just a little, it's miniature and it's square, but it has some of this, some characteristics, and
yeah,
it's modern.
It's got beautiful art all around and beautiful gardens, and it's a lovely place. You could spend the day there, actually, because we are a block away from Fashion Island, which is a world-renowned shopping center, outdoor shopping center, too, so. And we're also two blocks from the beach. So
I want to encourage you to like this page if you're on Facebook or a different platform. Like it, share it,
and hopefully
restream it.
Hopefully
et cetera,
they're on drschuller.org.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're on our website, drschuller.org or robertschullerministries.org. Both of them go to the same place. And our website has been under construction, I understand, the last couple of days. So hopefully it's back up, right?
But it's drschuller.org. And that's probably the best way to give if you want to support this ministry, and we encourage you to do so. But do you have any other announcements?
No.
Before I read the scripture?
I don't think so. I think it's, no.
Okay.
No announcements.
Okay, let me read. I'm reading today from Isaiah 40, beginning with the 35th verse, 25th verse. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? Who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls them forth by name? Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain? Why do you say, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives us strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words that give us the assurance, the conviction that with you, all things are possible. But as we continue to follow your guidance as the good shepherd leads his sheep, so we follow you, O Lord, through the coming year, 2024. And so bless us in ways we can't even imagine. May we have serendipities that were never expected. And may we see glimpses of your beauty wherever we look. For you are our God, you are our creator, you are our Lord, and we are your people. So we love you, Lord. We praise your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen. So, you know, I was thinking about, you were asking about announcements. Well, first of all, we want to do the
offering. Yes.
And while we do that, right before we do that, I want to say that one of my goals for the new year, one of my vision and one of my goals, ministry related, is I'm going to be starting an Instagram channel, and it's going to be called Donna Schuler, The Fearless Minute. And they're going to be Monday through Friday, little short vignettes, 5 days a week, but they're like a minute, 2 minutes max. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm doing that because my new book, the title is Fearless Women, and the Instagram channel will be called The Fearless Minute. And hopefully The Fearless Minute will feed the book, and the book will feed The Fearless Minute, because I have a great message to share with you, and that is always choose faith over fear.
And there's a picture of the book. If you wish to go to Amazon, you can just look up Fearless Women, Donna Schuler.
So while you have that up for a minute, see my subtitle, Transform Negative Emotions into Positive Realities. You know, that's sometimes easier said than done.
Yeah.
So these 5 days will help you, starting with Miracle Mondays. So we'll have a minute and a half, 2 minutes max, talking about miracles. I'll share with you things that I've heard that people have overcome, or maybe just encourage you, and tips on Tuesdays. So this is a way to overcome these negative things that fly at us. So, and Wisdom Wednesdays and Thanksgiving Thursdays, and then Fearless Fridays.
So awesome.
That's my announcement. And then you go ahead and talk about the...
Yeah, then we collect an offering, because this is a church service, and we collect an offering because it's part of our worship. It's literally our physical worship as opposed to our spiritual worship. Our spiritual worship is what we give with our hearts and our minds and our souls, and we sing. That's all their spiritual offerings. But what do we do tangibly that can be measured? And that isn't one way, I guess, as you can say, well, we sang three songs or four songs, but the tangible measurement that I'm talking about is actually giving a gift, a financial gift to the church. And it can be this church or another church. I'm talking about a church with the capital C, which is the Church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, which is composed of everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. When you make a profession of your faith, you become a building stone in the temple of Jesus. He is the cornerstone. And then God continues to build his church, and we become pieces of that church, a member of that church, and it is that church that we need to support, not the Catholic Church, not the Presbyterian, not the Lutheran, not the Methodist, not the Independent, not the Calvary Chapels or Baptists or any of the thousands of denominations there are. And the same with the Robert Schuller Ministries. We are a church, a 501c3 church, and your gifts are tax deductible, not that may or may not make a difference for you, but the fact of the matter is we are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ to the world. We're providing opportunities for people to worship. We're we're doing everything we can to make a difference in the world. And those are the institutions you want to support. We are awake. We understand what's going on in the world, as far as the deep state in the United States of America, as far as protecting our freedoms, as far as moving forward with faith. And that may make a difference for you as far as what churches do you support. And so I share that with you to let you know that we believe in the Bible as the word of God. And if it's in the Bible and says we shouldn't do it, we should not as a result, what's the right word? We should not condone that behavior which the Bible condemns. We need to condemn sin, condemn the sin, but love the sinner. That's what we need to constantly do and focus on. So with that being said, that's just a little background for you to have a better understanding of where we stand spiritually. And again, we want you to support this church if you wish to. You go to our website at drschuller.org. That's drschuller.org. And you can see the I'd like to give button and make your contribution there. Or we also have a Venmo account. Let me see if this, I think that's it there. And let me show you what the Venmo account looks like. That's our Venmo account. And so you can take a picture of that. And while you're on our website,
it's Robert Schuller Ministries Venmo. And the reason I'm saying that is this goes on podcast.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. See. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So you can go to our website. At the bottom of the website is our address. Our address is 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. That's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. So while you're on our website, we have a lot there for you to do. We have a link to our YouTube page, and you can subscribe to our YouTube page and have access to over 1,000 videos that we've done. And it's just an amazing library there on YouTube. We have blog posts of articles that have been written for all different kinds of categories. So you can spend some time developing your spiritual side and your emotional and psychological side as well, and even physical side, because we talk about health and wellness quite a bit as well. So let's see, what else is there? Anything else? Have we covered the?
Nothing I know.
Taken it all. Okay. Well, then I'm going to let you give your message, and. Thank you for giving me a Sunday off, love.
Yeah, it's always good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I actually had this message. I actually delivered this message at my friend's vision workshop. She has 3 vision workshops. So actually, the last one is coming up very quickly on January 6th. I'm not sure if there's room left or not, but Robert spoke in the first vision workshop along with about 4 or 5 other guest speakers. I spoke in the second one, which was a few weeks ago, a couple of weeks before Christmas. And I also spoke along with 4 or 5 other lecturers, speakers. And then the last one on the 6th also has some great speakers. If you are interested, leave us a little note in wherever you're watching, and I'll make sure that I look for those notes. But anyway, my friend Amy Cardiff, she's a pastor. Pastor Amy, A-M-Y Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, is the one that hosts these vision workshops, and they're fantastic. You'll come away with a vision board. That's what do you want to see? What do you actually see for your life ahead in 2024? What does God say about vision? And I've named this message today, Expect a Miracle, because God is in the miracle business. And miracles are just not something we read about in the Bible that happened, you know, thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago even. Miracles are happening every day, but you have to open your eyes and be able to see them. So with that, I want to, first of all, get you thinking a little bit about camping, because we're going to talk about tents. Think about a tent. Think about, maybe you don't camp at all as an adult, but maybe you camped when you were younger. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. This will work really well for the podcast. It's going to take just less than a minute, but close your eyes and picture a tent. What does your tent look like? You're standing outside of it. What does it look like? Is it tall? Is it short? Is it a single tent just for yourself? Is it a double wide tent? Is it big enough to put your whole family in? What's the fabric on your tent? Think about that. Keep your eyes closed. Unless you're driving, what's the fabric of your tent? What does it feel like? You can get closer and you can touch it. Are there any special features? Is there a door? Does it zip close? Does it Velcro close? Are there windows in your tent? Can you look out? What do you see? Where is your tent pitched? Is it by the beach? Is it in a forest? Is it cold outside? Are you cold? Are you bundled up? Or is it in the middle of the summer and you're warm? I don't know, but picture your tent just for a few more seconds. Now I want you to go inside your tent. I don't know if you have to crawl in. I don't know if you walk in. I don't know if you stoop over a little bit. I don't know if you unzip the door or unvelcro it. I don't know. Maybe you don't have a door. Picture yourself sitting in your tent. Are you warm? Are you cold? Are you anxious? Are you lonely? Are you happy? Are you sad? Maybe you're just thinking. Maybe you're just thoughtful. So just spend one or two more seconds, a few seconds, 10 seconds in your tent and picture it, feel it, hear the noises outside. Maybe there's animals. Maybe there's birds. Maybe it's windy. You can hear the trees, but just picture your tent. And slowly open your eyes once you've done that. And if you're not used to visualizations, this is a very powerful thing to do. So I want you to maybe go back and rewind this and try it again. It's very important to slow your mind down and to be present. So open your eyes. And now I'm gonna share the scripture, this visualization is from, because this is my scripture for 2024. I've chosen this. I'm going to show it to you. It's from Isaiah 54, 2. I think you've got a pretty good shot there. I'm going to read it for people that can't see it. And it's, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes for 2024. This is God's vision for my life, for my ministry. I don't know what yours is, but you need to have a vision, and then you need to pray, talk to God, and let Him show you what scripture you might be led to. Again, that's Isaiah 54, 2, and we'll come back to that. I did a little research on tents, and did you know that there's a list of the best tents for 2023? There's all kinds of tents. There's hiking tents, tents that are good for rain, tents that are known for their warmth, tents that are for families. There's the cheapest tents. There's the most expensive tents. There's the best base camp tents. There's spacey, easy to pitch tents. There's the ones with large doors, they're roomy inside. And, you know, I want to show you a couple of things that are just going to shock you if you don't know. Here's the best of the best in 2023. This is a transparent tent. It looks like a big bubble to me. So that is, look at that. They have the bed in them. The There's places to sit. You can see the logs. It's obviously staged, but the point is it's transparent. So here's the pros of this, which I thought were funny. Transparent. It's good for stargazing at night, right? It's insect and weatherproof. All right. It doesn't leak, I hope. It includes ropes and sandbags. That's a good thing. So it doesn't blow away, right? Environmentally friendly. I don't know about that. It looks like plastic or rubber. It's convenient. The ventilation is convenient. I guess that, I don't know, evidently you just open that door there and it doesn't look like it has any windows because it would leak, but convenient. Now here's the con, big cons. The blower has to run to keep it inflated, and the blower is too loud. This is based on comments. And guess what? This tent was discontinued after 2023. I don't know about you, but I pictured a tent like this. And this is a big one. I never slept in a tent like that when I was young, but that's a pretty big tent. That looks like, I don't know, a 12-person tent. Not sure for standing room. But that's the kind of tent I picture. You see, it's got the stakes in the ground, it's got the poles, it's got the doors that open wide. I think it probably has windows on either side, but that's the tent I picture. So I just want to go over the scripture a little bit because this is the important message for 2024 for me. I'm reading, enlarge the place of your tent. So what is your tent? I know what my tent is. My tent's already pretty large because I'm in ministry. But God wants me to stretch even further. And he's telling me to stretch my tent curtains wide, wide. Open them up to let more people in. And maybe he wants me going out more as well. I don't know what he's telling you, but that's my tent. My tent is ministry. What do you need to stretch wide? Your attitudes, your experiences, your beliefs, maybe. Maybe God's questioning you, and maybe he's encouraging you in 2024 to just work on your beliefs, stretch your attitudes, be more positive, be more realistic. I don't know. The next thing he says is, do not hold back. Be bold. Think big. That's what these things mean to me. Do not hold back. And more than anything, do not hold back means be fearless, right? My book is Fearless Women. Lengthen your cords. The cords, this is probably the next two steps are the most important ones. Lengthen your cords. The cords, of course, pull the tent tight, but lengthen those. And, you know, sometimes it's painful to lengthen our cords, to step out of our comfort zone, to, you know, you picture that tent being pulled really tight. Sometimes our lives are pulled tight. But God is stretching you. So stretch your cords, lengthen your cords. You know, this cord reminds me of the word, the Hebrew word for hope, too. That word is tikvah, T-I-K-V-A-H. And what that means, it's not a fluffy word like we often use in English. Hope. I hope this. I hope to go to lunch. I hope for a nice sunny day. I hope. No. Hope, tikvah, is much deeper than that. It's a conviction that what's going to happen, that you're convinced about what's going to happen. You're not just lightly wishing for it. And the tikvah has to do with a cord. And the cord is the one that is stretched from you to God or from God to you. And as long as you keep holding on tight to that cord, everything's going to work out great. And that cord never breaks. God will never break that cord. The only way that cord can be broken is if you choose to do so. So make sure you are strengthened with that tikvah, with that hope. You know, Hebrews 11:1 says faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So that's that word tikvah. And last, strengthen your stakes. If you've ever put an old-fashioned, normal tent, like a lot of us grew up with, together and put it, you know, pitch the tent, you know that you have to have those stakes firmly hammered into the ground. They can't be wobbly. They can't be in a couple inches. They have to be hammered in. You take part of the tent, usually as some sort of a loop, and you hammer those stakes in. You know, that's the foundation. That's going to keep the tent from blowing away. And you need to hammer your stakes firmly into the ground. You two need a great foundation, because if you don't have a foundation, just like a tent, you're going to blow away with each wind, which each wave that comes on the sea, you're going to topple. So make sure that you've got that great foundation. And of course, that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. So now let's read this. Isaiah 54:2. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen those cords. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. You know, it's easy for me to articulate what my tent is this year and how God wants to stretch me, but I've spent a lot of time thinking about this, praying about this. Like I said, I've taught in one of the vision workshops. I've spent a lot of time in prayer, asking God to give me my one word for the year. And by the way, it is enlarge. That's the word, enlarge. So enlarge. That's what God's told me to do. Maybe God's telling you protect, or maybe he's telling you heal, or maybe this is your year to embrace. I don't know what that word is, but I do know this. You need to articulate it. You need to pray about it. You need to ask God to show you a scripture that's going to back all of this up. Because like my father-in-law used to say, if you are failing to plan, you are planning to fail. And there's lots of scriptures in the Bible that talk about vision. Without men perish, men and women, for lack of vision. So here's what I want you to take away. I want you to take away a couple of questions. It's like a homework assignment, but I'm not going to be checking in on you. There's no way I can. But here's what you need to think about, pray about, and answer for yourself. Number one, what does your tent look like? What does your metaphorical tent look like in your life? I don't know. I've explained what mine looks like. I don't know what yours looks like. It's up to you. Everybody's life is different, but you need to figure that out. And then share at least one goal for 2024, and share that with a living, breathing human being. Write it down, pray about it, and concentrate on it, but articulate it first of all. You know, after you pray and figure it out, articulate it. Be convinced that this is the right word too. Sometimes you come up with a word and, you know, last year I came up with a word and my mentor, Amy, she mentors me in this field. I said, well, what about this word? She goes, are you passionate about that? And I thought about it. I said, no. So then I went back to word two. She said the same thing. Okay, are you really feeling this, Dawn? Are you passionate? And I said, no. Took me three times to come up, and about 3 weeks to come up with my word. And this year it came to me really, really easily, enlarge. That was like what God put on my heart. He showed me the scripture and I'm going with it. And I've never been so excited coming into a new year, 2024. Here's what's interesting. You need to do something, okay? Do something that shows others and shows God that you expect this to happen for you. You expect your vision to be fulfilled. You know, active faith ignites the subconscious. When you tell yourself what you're going to do, when you pray to God, when you make an affirmation to him and to others, a living, breathing human being, all of a sudden your subconscious grabs a hold of that, and it's very, very powerful. So I want you to pray about this. I want you to have a great, great, happy, happy new year. We will be with you very soon. And, you know, again, we'll be with you. Actually, the next thing we'll be doing with you is, let's see, another Sunday morning and then the call on the 15th of every month. And we have a great guest. She's a neurologist, and she'll be talking about vision and goals and things like that as well. So stay tuned. We'll catch you next Sunday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And Robert will be giving the message again next week. Thank you for letting me share what's on my heart regarding Isaiah 54:2. And I hope that you'll come and be with us next time. Please send us your prayer requests to robertschulerministries@gmail.com. Robert and I answer all of our own mail. We personally will pray for you, and we're just glad you joined us here today. Thank you. God loves you, and so do I.